Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Boston Christopher. For college students, the enrollment process is quite a maze to navigate, but the University of Alaska Southeast hopes to give students a one-stop shopping experience on Enrollment Day, which will be held next Tuesday, August 9th. Joining me now to talk about how it will all work is Brittany Weisner, admissions counselor. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining on Zoom. Originally, Brittany was going to come down to the studio, but it is so much rain out there. It's kind of crazy. This next couple of days is going to be nuts. And so we are glad to have you, the technology, to be able to do this over Zoom. So thank you for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do out there?
Yeah, so I'm an admissions counselor. So that means I work a lot of the time with seniors in high school or other students that are trying to start their college journey. But yeah, a lot of the times I'm working with high school students, demystifying the admissions process, talking about financial aid, and getting everyone kind of on track to start their college journey.
Okay, so now, great. What is this enrollment day thing? What is this?
Yeah, enrollment day is an opportunity to get everything taken care of. So I know a lot of times, especially Juno students, we all know they have a lot of time to make good decisions. And it gets to be down to the wire, and you know, you have a lot of questions just a few weeks before school starts. So enrollment day is the time they can come and apply for admission if they really have not started anything at all, or they can just kind of tie up the loose ends, get their classes picked out, meet with a financial aid advisor to make a plan for how they'll pay for their classes they've signed up for. So yeah, it's kind of all ends of the spectrum, all stages of the process.
So yeah, Brittany, I was that student, the one who, you know, waited until the last day, wasn't quite sure which classes I should take, or, you know, whether my financial aid was in, like, you know. So is this kind of thing that if I'm, you know, a student, I can come to this day next Tuesday and kind of ask those questions and figure out what in the world is going on with my education?
Yes, definitely. For anyone who's been, you know, maybe in that same boat, definitely a good time to come ask the questions and get on track. I hear that all the time from students coming to our enrollment days, like, oh yeah, college starts in a couple weeks. Like, yes, it does.
I better figure out what's going on. What's happening with this college thing that I say that I want to do. Now, is this for, is this for incoming students as well?
Yeah, this is definitely geared towards those students who first time, just starting, have no clue what their steps have been up to this point, but also any returning students who, you know, have maybe put it off all summer. Personally, I was a nerd. I registered for my classes like as soon as I could, but returning students also have a long, nice summer to think about the classes they want to take, and they are also welcome to come and meet with their advisor during that time.
Nice. So advisors will be on hand. Where is this taking place?
Yeah, this is going to be at our Lakeside Grill, which is in the top, the second floor of our Marant building, which is the building that's right across the courtyard from the big Egan Library building that most people recognize. So when I describe it, I always describe it as across the courtyard from the Egan Library building, right there in the Marant building.
The Marant building. Top floor. Is that named after somebody?
It is. I'm blanking on
quiz. It's a quiz. Quiz, Brittany. It's fine. I was just curious because it's an interesting name, Marant, the Marant building. Uh-huh. And it happens specifically just in the afternoon, right? From 2 to 5?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just a little afternoon block. Hopefully, yeah, people can make it.
So is there going to be like a process? Do I show up and I start at like station one and then go to station two, or how does that work? Can I go to anybody I want to talk to, like specifically if I have questions about my financial aid or my classes? You said advisors, right? So each student has like an advisor, right? Is that the place they would start then, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Thanks for asking that. So when the students come, we will do a little check-in, make sure they're all good to go on the admissions side, you know, make sure that we've got all their final transcripts. So you'll start at the admissions front desk. And if you haven't applied for admission, that's pretty much where you'll stay and you'll do your application there.
Right.
But then you have gotten past that. Then you'll have, the choice. You could meet with financial aid if that's, you know, the bulk of your questions. Or if you do need to sign up for those classes, then you'll head over to your academic advisor and we'll have them there and we can help you figure out which one's your advisor. The only thing is, I would say if students want to register, you should come with your placement tests done. So
placement
a lot of first-time students. Mm-hmm, yeah. A lot of first-time students are taking those first math and writing classes, those general education requirements. And so we have placement tests to figure out which ones you start in. So as long as those are done, we can get you signed up.
Right. Okay. So I'm curious how this day came about. Like was this the brainchild of the admissions team, or how did this idea come about to get it all in one sort of fell swoop?
Yeah, I think probably a collaboration between the admissions side and the advising side, you know, just offering something easy to students that can just literally show up and do it all in one day. I know it's been happening for as long as I've been around. So I've been in this position for 5 years, and I actually went to UAS and graduated in 2016. But I remember my husband telling me that when he first signed up for UAS classes in like 2012, that was his experience was similar to yours, where he showed up and was like, "Oh, I heard college is happening.
Something's going on over here."
Where
do I go? That was me. That was definitely me.
Yeah.
Okay, and what are the
totally
what's
okay.
And what are the what's the outcome that you're hopeful for here? What is it that you hope to see come out of this event?
Yeah, I just hope students can come and feel supported and ready for the first day of school, which is August 29th. So they have some, you know, they have a couple of weeks after enrollment day, but hopefully this gives them a chance to take a breather, get it all done, get their textbook ordered, and kind of just get it all taken care of so they're not scrambling the next couple of weeks.
That's awesome. Well, I want to thank you, Gwyneth Cheese, for being here today. UAS Enrollment Day is next Tuesday, August 9th at the Morant Building from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. Thank you for coming by to tell us about what the students can expect and all the good things. Get everything in order. Brittany Weisner, I hope you said your last name correctly, admissions counselor. Gwyneth Cheese, for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.